The history of rock and roll continues with the mid-60s sound of Motown.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know will come. Cause I know you're no good for me. But you become. You take with me.
Nowhere to Run was Martha and the Vandellas' biggest hit in 1965. A big year not only for the Vandellas, but a lot of the artists signed to the Motown Record Corporation. Berry Gordy Jr., a part-time songwriter and Detroit assembly line worker, had founded Motown with an $800 family loan. And 6 years later, Motown had become the epitome of slick, sophisticated soul. In 1964, nearly 10% of the top 100 singles came from Motown. And in 1965, that figure was even higher. One of those records was by The Temptations.
The Temptations has been together since 60. And 64, the group consisted of David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, and myself, Otis Williams. Our first million seller was My Girl, which came along in 65. And so Smokey came up with the tune, and I said, that sounds like it might be something.
Thank you.
The Temptations and My Girl from March of 1965. At about the same time, the number one female group in the history of the recording industry was getting its act together. The Supremes featuring Diana Ross.
We were known for sticking our hands out and saying stop and up in the air. And we needed routines and choreography and things for the stage. And Melvin of the Temptations showed us this step he thought would be great for Stop in the Name of Love.
In the Name of Love from Diana Ross and the Supremes. Coming up, more of the Motown sound 1965 with the voice of Levi Stubbs when we continue in a moment. The history of rock and roll continues with Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops.
I personally, after we had recorded it, I didn't particularly think that I had done a good enough job on it. I actually didn't, you know, as it was, it turned out to be one of our greatest all-time hits.
I Can't Help Myself from the Four Tops, who managed to work passion, emotion, and gospel frenzy into the tight Motown music machine. 1965 was also a big year for the Miracles. Motown's Smokey Robinson recalls his group smash from the summer of that year.
Tracks of My Tears was actually started by Marv Tarplin, who is a young cat who plays guitar for our act. So he had this musical thing, you know, been worked around with it, and it became the Tracks of My Tears.
People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. The girl seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute, because you're the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. Oh, you'll see my smile. Yeah, look a little bit closer.
Smokey and the Miracles and the Tracks of My Tears, later a hit for Johnny Rivers and still later for Linda Ronstadt. Besides the Tracks of My Tears and nearly all the Miracles hits, Smokey Robinson also composed tunes for other Motown stars, including Marvin Gaye.
I've been going through some kind of personal rebellion, I guess, with myself, and I was trying to find myself, and I didn't quite know where I was or where I wanted to go, and Smokey Robinson, who is probably the greatest living poet, kind of pulled me up out of my depression at that time. And we used to talk a lot, and Smokey says, "Hey, man, I think I'll do some things on you, you know." I said, "Fantastic." So he came up with "I'll Be Doggone."
I'll be doggone. Whatever her man wants for her to be. And I don't want much. All I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone. Love ain't a man's best friend. Oh, baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end.
...1966, the year after I'll Be Doggone, was a year that Jimmy Ruffin had his first hit, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted.
It's the type of words that you can feel, and it's a beautiful melodic song, you know? So it's kind of a soulful song, but yet it has a beautiful melody. At that time, my career wasn't doing too well, and I was getting kicked around quite a bit financially, and I really was, like, hungry and in a depressed mood, and I could really, like, I interpreted the words as a person, like, lost, looking for some type of hope, a ray of hope, needing someone or something to believe in.
This land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted, who had love that's now departed?
From Jimmy Ruffin to the voice of Diana Ross, next on the history of rock and roll. The history of rock and roll remembers You Can't Hurry Love with the Supremes and Diana Ross.
This one started off with bass, a quality of making a nice different kind of intro that sounded good on the radio. Boom, 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 boom.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy, it's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time, no matter.
Can't Hurry Love was Diana Ross and the Supremes' biggest hit in 1966, and the first in their string of four consecutive number one records. Lead singer Levi Stubbs recalls one of the Four Tops' big hits of 1966.
It's hard for me to describe that tune. At first, I couldn't get a feeling for it, you know, because my interpretation of Standing in the Shadows of Love was rather vague. I just couldn't come up with it, so it took me two or three days I listened to it and took it home and lived with it, you know, and after a while it seemed to start, you know, materializing, and fortunately it happened. And I might add, it's one of our favorites too.
Standing in the shadows of love. So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartaches to come. All alone I'm destined to leave with misery my only company. It may come today, it might come tomorrow, but it's for sure
heart and soul to you. And I did not, and did not always teach good. And I did not. I'm standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love? Time the best to get ready for the heartaches to come.
Again, Levi Stubbs, who reflects on the Four Tops' biggest record of 1967.
Bernadette is a tune that I didn't think I could do at all. You know, it really didn't have a message to me until there was an Italian fellow that came over and to teach us some Italian lyrics to this particular tune. And through his explaining, you know, about what some of the various words meant, you know, and the significance of them in Italian, it gave me a better outlook on the thing. And through that, I was able to get a little message across, I'd say.
Bernadette from the Four Tops, 1967. By this time, the Motown sound had become internationally famous. Here's Martha Reeves of the Vandellas.
Jimmy Mack was really thrilling, you know, because at first I was wondering, like, you probably are, who is Jimmy Mack? But he's just a name. And the surprising thing about it, I met about six Jimmy Macks after we recorded it. It was the grooviest beat we'd ever had, I think, as far as records are concerned. And all the kids liked it. And wherever I'd go, anywhere, the kids would sing it for me, or they'd demand that we sing it. If we left it out of our repertoire, they'd have a fit. So it's one of our biggest.
Bye.
Jimmy Mack from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, an example of the Motown blend of rhythm and blues, gospel, and pop. Coming up, the Supremes' most unusual record, next on the History of Rock and Roll. The History of Rock and Roll continues with the Supremes' 1967. This is the voice of Mary Wilson.
This is when Holland Dozier Holland decided to go more mechanical and do weird sounds and things like that. And Reflections is a very weird, weird song. You hear those tick, 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 besides the voices, you know.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. Of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time when you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Reflections from the Supremes, 1967. That same year, Gladys Knight and the Pips recorded one of their biggest hits. Gladys recalls her group's beginning.
The first date that we sang professionally was at the Y, the YWCA, for a tea. And it came off all right. And from there, it seemed like things, we just got nice breaks and so forth.
Gladys Knight and the Pips record of I Heard It Through the Grapevine became Motown's best-selling single in 1967, only to be topped 1 year later by another version of the same song. We'll hear that later on in the history of rock and roll. Motown's Smokey Robinson kept busy in 1967, continuing his string of hits. From November of that year, I second that emotion.
This is one of those tunes that the punchline came from actually what was a mistake, because this guy, Al Cleveland, who is the co-writer on the song, and I were in a department store, and something happened between he and the waitress. He meant to say, I second the motion or something, you know, and he said, I second that emotion, you know, and we started laughing about it, and on the way out of the store, we just thought it'd be a good thing to write a song about.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call, and a taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. But if you feel like loving me, if you got the notion, I second that emotion. So if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second.
The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. That same year, Marvin Gaye teamed up with the late Tammy Terrell.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough. That was a good beginning, because I had no idea that Tammy was as good a singer as she, of course, turned out to be. And I hadn't had a chance to hear her sing before I met her. But some people who were on their toes dug her sound and perhaps realized that we may possibly make a good duet, and me wanting to try something new all of my life, so it was a challenge and something groovy to do. Besides, she was very pretty.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Set you free.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell to The Temptations. A founding member, Otis Williams, recalls, "I Wish It Would Rain."
That's one we really debated on and had a lot of conversation about. This here a little bit about the birds singing and a little bit of thundering and all that bit. That goes back into that creative area again. But we said, no, man, that's what makes people talk about, hey, what is that? Let me hear that again. And by the song being with the story, you know, it had, that just made them really listen.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so badly I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Let it rain. Oh yeah, let it rain. Tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
I Wish It Would Rain from The Temptations, Motown Records' most successful male singing group of the 1960s. More of the sound of Motown is coming up in later chapters, but next a look at mid-60s folk rock, including The Byrds, Donovan, Lovin' Spoonful, and Simon & Garfunkel on the history of rock and roll.